Janadapi Sunichena, Tadariva Sahishuna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Vikivalam, Kalo Nastiva, 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 Gatir Anyata, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So I'd like to give a lecture on the Govardhan Leela as it is presented in one of my favorite books, Krishna, the Supreme Personalidad de Dios. If you're ready to hear attentively, say Hari Bol.
Si ustedes están listos para escuchar con atención, digan Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
The secret to hearing is to hear with rapt attention. Turn off the cell phones. Turn off everything and just try to hear. When I do classes on Krishna book, I try to enter into samadhi, because this presentation of Krishna book by Prabhupada is so powerful. I read 6 chapters of Krishna book and I decided to join the movement. After Krishna killed Putana, I closed the book and said, I'm joining Prabhupada. And for the past, say, 4 or 5 years, pretty much all I've read and studied is Krishna book. In where I live, every Tuesday, I do a Krishna book webcast. So every Tuesday, I go to Samadhi. Everyone say, Hari Bol! All right, so this Leela happens when Krishna is 7 years old. In the previous chapter, he had delivered the wives of some Vedic Brahmins. These Brahmanas were Karmakanda Brahman. They were interested in fruitive activities. They wanted to go to the heavenly planets by their sacrifices. On the contrary, their wives were pure devotees, and they spontaneously went to see Krishna with food in baskets. In the end, their husbands condemned themselves because they admitted that their wives were spontaneously attracted to Krishna and they were not. And they wanted to surrender, but because of fear of Kamsa, they could not. Then Krishna saw his father about to perform a similar sacrifice for the worship of the demigod Indra. Krishna's descent, one of the reasons for Krishna's descent is to show that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And one of the lessons in this Leela is that there is no need to worship any demigod. All we have to do as devotees is worship Krishna. That is called faith. Faith means, simply by worshipping Krishna, I will get everything in my life. So when Krishna saw his father performing or about to perform the Indra sacrifice, he asked him about it. Then Krishna said something very interesting to his father. Krishna said that one who knows everything about the sacrifice gets the full result. And one who does not know everything only gets partial result. So that teaches me something very important, that I should know everything about Sankirtan Yajna, because in Kali Yuga, that is the only authorized yajna or sacrifice. Prabhupada writes in the 4th canto that everything we do in ISKCON is Sankirtan Yajna. She is making ghee wicks, they're cooking in the kitchen. Whatever you do, you're on the altar, Sankirtan Yajna. You are managing the temple, that is Sankirtan Yajna. Krishna asked his father what was going on, what was this all about? Since Krishna was only 7 years old, Nanda Maharaj tried his best to explain it to his young son. He explained that since they were taking care of cows, they are very much needing rain so that the cows will eat nice grass. And Indra is the one who is in charge of sending rain. So his father said, it is traditional that every year we do this sacrifice, thanking Lord Indra for maintaining us. Krishna, however, had a different agenda. Krishna knew that Indra, his servant, was puffed up. Therefore, he wanted to make Indra mad and angry on purpose. And therefore, he would get the opportunity to correct Indra's pride. So, Krishna began to speak a certain kind of philosophy. This philosophy is called Karma Mimamsa. It is one of the six Vedic philosophies. At the current moment in the whole world, pretty much the world runs under this principle of Karma Mimamsa. This philosophy states, whether there's a God or not is not that important. One has to do their work. Even if there is a God, he will not give you the result unless you do your work. So Krishna was telling his father not to worry about Indra. Just do your prescribed duties and you'll get your result. Even though Nanda Maharaj countered with proper philosophy, Krishna was determined. And eventually, because of love, Nanda Maharaj agreed to Krishna. That is Vrindavan. Vrindavan is that place where everyone loves Krishna. They don't care who or what Krishna is. He may be God, he may not be God, they don't care. But they love Krishna.
Pero ellos aman a Krishna.
That is Vrindavan. And we should also come to that platform. And we're coming to that platform by chanting the Maha Mantra.
Cantando el Maha Mantra.
Everybody.
Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
So Krishna convinced his father.
Así que Krishna convenció a su padre.
To take all the paraphernalia that they were going to use to worship Indra. And instead, do a festival to worship Govardhan Hill, cows and brahmanas. And Krishna was very specific how this festival was to be done. They should make all kinds of delicious food. And Krishna gave a whole list. Puris, samosas, pakoras, sandesh, rasagula. Tiene hambre. So, you'll notice that Krishna did not say pollo. Neither did he say hamburguesa. No. He was very specific. Therefore, we should follow Krishna's diet. And Krishna said, everyone should be fed sumptuously. The higher class, the lower class, the outcasts,
los descastados,
even the dogs would get nice prachado.
Pueden obtener un rico y delicioso.
So that's what we're going to do today.
Y eso es lo que vamos a hacer hoy.
So, they had everyone dressed nicely and they even decorated the cows.
Así.
And the ladies dressed up very nicely.
Y las damas.
And the brahmanas were given charity. And they circumambulated Govardhan Hill. Because Krishna said, our whole existence is dependent on this Govardhan Hill. Our cows are eating the grass, grazing on this Govardhan Hill. So when they were circumambulating, Krishna manifested a separate form of himself. And he was eating all the offerings.
Yeah.
And this gigantic form of Krishna announced, I am Govardhan Hill.
Soy la colina de Govardhan.
And so there was a grand festival. And Krishna gave a warning. He said that anyone who does not do this Govardhan Puja, there are many snakes on Govardhan Hill. And those who don't worship Govardhan Hill,
y aquellos que no adoren la colina de Govardhan
will get bitten by the snakes. So, Are we going to worship Govardhan Hill?
Así que vamos a adorar la colina de Govardhan.
Govardhan aquí. Meanwhile,
mientras tanto,
up in the clouds,
arriba en las nubes,
Indra is furious. And Indra can see the nonsense going on. Indra is speaking to his associates. He says, these residents of Vrindavan have become too puffed up. And they're listening to this over-talkative child who goes by the name Krishna. Indra said, now I will punish these residents of Vrindavan. They have defied the gods. So Indra called his clouds of devastation. He said, I want you to go to Vrindavan and decimate the whole land of Vrindavan. But the clouds of devastation were a little afraid of this assignment. Indra said, don't worry, I'm also coming, riding on my elephant. For 7 days and seven nights, it rained very, very heavy. And Indra was sending lightning bolts. And there was also hail. Hail.
Granizo. También.
And it was very cold.
Y estaba muy frío.
So the residents of Vrindavan were becoming perplexed.
Perplejos.
The water was rising.
El agua se estaba elevando el nivel.
They turned to Krishna for shelter. And that is a lesson for all of us. As soon as there is danger, we should take shelter of Krishna. That is the sign of a pure devotee. Krishna could understand that Indra was doing this nonsense. But Krishna is more concerned about the residents of Vrindavan who love him. So Krishna was thinking, I must protect my Vrajavasis. So Krishna lifted the Govardhan Hill effortlessly.
Así que,
with one hand,
mano izquierda,
with his left hand, pinky, and held it for 7 days and seven nights, effortlessly.
Sin ningún esfuerzo.
And he told everyone, come, this is your umbrella. And Krishna held it up just so nicely. And he wasn't struggling. Oh, no. Only one time did the mountain slip a second. Not because he was tired, but he saw Radharani and he became a little disturbed. Because Radharani is more powerful than Krishna because of her amor. Right? That's the right word? You use that word?
Amor.
That's Italian. Amore.
Amor in Spanish.
Okay. All right. So after 7 days and seven nights, Indra could realize he had made a big boo-boo mistake. Very good. He could understand that actually this seven-year-old boy was his El Jefe. In the beginning, he couldn't accept that this seven-year-old boy was his Lord and Master. But now he realizes. He tells the clouds to go back and everything becomes calm and peaceful. The sun is shining, the waters recede, it is now peaceful. And life goes back to how it always is in Vrindavan. Life in Vrindavan is one big happy party. Even though they work very hard, that work is just like play. They are always enjoying. And another lesson of this story is that we are all invited to join the residents of Vrindavan. There is a nice bhajan where Prabhupada explains this point. Prabhupada says the goal of this Krishna consciousness movement is to become one of the residents of Vrindavan. Who would like a ticket to go there? The ticket is the Maha Mantra. Everybody,
El tique es el maha mantra, todo el mundo.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Jai. Come on.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And you can take your cameras with you. So after everything became peaceful, Indra came down. And very stealthily, sneakily, he found Krishna in a secluded place. And he asked Krishna to forgive him for his offenses. Indra made his confession and admitted that he was totally wrong. Then Krishna chastised Indra. We studied that this morning. Krishna said to Indra, look, you get your power only because I give it to you. I can give it and I can take it away.
Well,
so don't be puffed up.
Así.
Because Krishna says, when I see anyone puffed up, I become very merciful to them and I take all their opulence away. And then they're no more puffed up. For instance,
por ejemplo,
there was a movie star. He played the movie role Superman.
Esa película.
You have that? You've seen those? Well, you're not supposed to, but
se supone que no la...
So that actor, when he was at the height of his career, he was so popular and very famous and rich. But one day he went on a horseback ride and he fell off the horse and became paralyzed. No more Superman.
No más Superman.
He became like this.
Cripple man.
Cripple man. Hey, ese good.
Ese volvió un cripple man. Un hombre paralítico.
Viciado.
And he died like that after some time.
Y después de algún tiempo murió así.
So this is a classic example. Krishna, when he wants, can take everything away. That's why Lord Chaitanya teaches us, wear around your neck for constant remembrance, to be meek and humble always. Otherwise, to chant is going to be muy difícil. We're a good team.
Somos un buen equipo.
So, Krishna told Indra, all right, I'll excuse you. You can go back and be king of heaven, but watch your step.
Pero ten donde pisas.
Don't be proud.
No.
Don't be puffed up.
No.
Don't be macho macho.
No.
All right. When Indra came down, he was accompanied by a Surabhi cow. The Surabhi cow is the mother of all cows.
La madre.
And Indra and Surabhi wanted to do a bathing ceremony of Krishna. So Indra's elephant carries a Ganges water.
Agua del Ganges.
So they bathed Krishna with Ganges water.
Así.
And Surabhi bathed Krishna with her transcendental milk.
Y Surabhi bañó a Krishna.
This is called Abhishek. At this time, Krishna was given the name Govinda.
It is that.
He always has that name, but in the Leela, in the drama,
in the drama,
this is when he is anointed with this name. And Surabhi said, Krishna, you are our Indra. Now, there's one more part to this whole Leela. That after Krishna had lifted Govardhan Hill and everything was settled, the residents of Vrindavan approached Krishna's father and they wanted to know, who is this son of yours? Because they had just seen a 7-year-old boy lift a mountain and hold it for 7 days and 7 nights. Have you ever seen a 7-year-old boy do that?
¿Ustedes han visto a un niño de 7 años hacer eso alguna vez?
So they were quite, in, you could say, doubtful. So the residents of Vrindavan asked Nanda Maharaj, who is this son of yours?
And ¿quién es este hijo tuyo?
And Nanda Maharaj said, all I know is what Garga Muni said when he gave Krishna his name.
Cuando le dio el nombre a Krishna.
Garga Muni had said that this son would be just like Lord Narayan. That previously he was the son of Nanda's friend Vasudev. And therefore people who know call him Vasudev. Everyone repeat it, Vasudev.
Vasudev.
And Garga Muni said that this boy would protect all the residents of Vrindavan. And Garga Muni also said, anyone who becomes attached to him is also protected. How many of you are attached to Krishna?
¿Cuántos de ustedes están apegados a Krishna?
Then chant his name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias. Thank you very much.
This is a most intelligent question.
Esta pregunta es la más inteligente.
The problem is answered in one of Prabhupada's purports in the Bhagavatam. All the demigods, including Brahma and Shiva, have a sense of being equal to and independent of Krishna. So depending, but they still have some slight idea of being equal or independent. And that prevents them from actually realizing Krishna as he is.
Yes.
Because Krishna only reveals himself to the meek and humble.
Okay, please.
So when Krishna puts you in a situation where you think you have lost everything, Krishna is giving you a great benediction. He's giving you a glimpse of what it's like to be a pure devotee. The key is, Lord Chaitanya teaches, always remain meek and humble. Always. And I may be sitting on this seat, but I have to be meek and humble. I may be a doctor or a teacher, a mother, a technician, but I have to remain poquito, 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 poquito. Krishna is the original. He is the supreme.
Krishna is el supremo.
And Krishna, as he is, can only be worshipped when you have spontaneous, pure devotion. And Krishna is loved and worshipped in great intimacy. Now, if you're not on that platform, you can still be a pure devotee. But you will not have the intimate relation that you could have with Krishna. Instead, you will worship an expansion of Krishna in great awe, reverence, and veneration. And all these different incarnations and expansions have their unique qualities, and different devotees are attracted accordingly. Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavatam that if you have an attraction for a particular incarnation or a particular pastime, that gives an indication of your original spiritual position. So ask yourself, what is my favorite incarnation and what is my favorite pastime? That's where you're going to wind up, provided you don't become like Indra. And you don't have to tell anybody, that's between you and Krishna. I know what mine is, and I'm not going to tell you. Best thing is give people Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada's books. First.
Primer.
Not these other books. They have to start off with ABCs first.
The small ones go away.
any Prabhupada's books.
Cualquier libro de Prabhupada.
For a very new person,
para una persona muy nueva,
I have ones that I recommend. If they know nothing, give them Science of Self-Realization.
Si no saben nada,
or any of the small books or any Prabhupada's book. Prabhupada's books will purify them. Now that they've read something of Prabhupada's books, now you can say something and you'll have some influence. Otherwise, it's like beating your head against the wall. And more important than talking, give them prasad. No talking, eat.
No.
Let them eat. Let them read Prabhupada's books. Now they're a little receptive. Now, depending on how pure you are, you will be able to attract them. But it depends how good devotee you are. Because it's not just a matter of knowledge. You have to touch their heart. It's no mystery. Prabhupada made it simple, simple, simple. Chant.
Canting.
Dance.
Bailing.
Take prasad.
Tome prasad.
And we talk a little something. And we do it again tomorrow.
Y mañana lo hacemos otra vez.
Okay?
Está bien?
Yes.
Sí.
The sound is powerful, yes.
Sí, sí, el sonido es poderoso.
I'm not arguing.
No estamos argumentando.
But ahí. Just like before class, after class, what is there? Kirtan.
Pero es como antes y después de la clase, ¿qué hay? Kirtan.
Before any lecture, there has to be kirtan.
Antes de cualquier conferencia, tiene que haber kirtan.
Because we have to calm their mind down.
Porque tenemos que calmar las mentes de ellos.
I have much experience.
Tengo
because
mucha experiencia.
I mostly deal with Indians.
Porque principalmente trato con indios.
And they already know everything.
Y ya lo saben todo.
So it is very difficult for me to say even one word.
Incluso para mí es muy difícil decir hasta una palabra.
So I do kirtan first just to get their minds from, their minds are on 10. At least I got to get it down to 5.
Por lo menos.
Then I have to preach so humbly. Because 90% of the time they're not even hearing. I have people in my congregation, I've been preaching for 10 years. And sometimes I ask them something that I've said a million times.
Yep.
And they act as though it's the first time they've heard it. I feel like pulling out my sika. Ah!
Siento como para arrancarme la sika.
So, both go together.
Así que ambos van juntos.
Give them the book, because to give them the book, you have to say something.
Darles el libro, porque para darles el libro algo tienes que decir.
So, both are there.
Ah, sí, las dos están juntas.
But, we have to give them a book, some reference.
Tenemos que darle un libro, una referencia.
And then, see, what I like is give them the book, then they're going to have questions. Now I come in.
Okay, entonces, si los doy el libro, van a tener preguntas, por supuesto, después de leerlo. Entonces, ahí es cuando uno entra.
And it also depends on your relationship with this person. If this person sees you as an authority, oh, that's a different story. Then you can immediately start talking. But I think what I got from his question was new people.
Pero lo que yo entendí o asimilé de su pregunta es personas nuevas.
And we saw Prabhupada said, don't say much, just give them the book.
Y Prabhupada dijo, no hables mucho, simplemente dales el libro.
In that sense. But since you're a doctor, you have an advantage. You already in a respectable, superior position. So as a doctor, you can say, well, my advice is, you should take this medicine and you should chant one round of japa. Yeah. I have one Indian doctor.
Tengo un doctor de la India estudiante.
He's a disciple of Giriraj Maharaj. He does holistic Chinese treatments.
Yeah.
So many of his patients say, how come you're so peaceful and happy? As soon as they say that, he teaches them Maha Mantra and he gives them a book. So you're a doctor, you should have thousands of disciples.
Así.
All right. So, as I mentioned before, this is the purport to the song Jai Radha Madhav that Prabhupada spoke. When Krishna was on this earth, all the residents of Vrindavan loved him. Indeed, they knew nothing but Krishna. They did not know whether Krishna is God or not God, nor were they disturbed by such thoughts. I shall love Krishna if he is God. Their attitude was one of pure love. They thought he may or may not be God. It doesn't matter.
No.
We love Krishna. That's all. This then is the platform of real, unalloyed love. When one thinks, if Krishna is God, I shall love him, it should be known that this is not the platform of pure love. This is the platform of conditional love. While on the earth, Krishna exhibited extraordinary powers, and the Brajavasis, the residents of Vrindavan,
a menudo pensaban,
oh, Krishna is such a wonderful child. Maybe he is some demigod. They thought in this way because people were generally under the impression that the demigods were all powerful. Within the material world, the demigods are powerful. Brahma, but people are not aware that Krishna is above the demigods. Highest of the demigods, Lord Brahma.
Dio su opinión en el siguiente verso. Krishna es el controlador supremo. Y su cuerpo está lleno de conocimiento.
Bliss and eternality.
Bienaventuranza y eternidad.
Little did the residents of Vrindavan know of Krishna's power as the ultimate controller and master of all demigods. What is noteworthy is that their love for him was not subject to such consideration. And as the residents of Vrindavan loved Krishna unconditionally, similarly Krishna loved them unconditionally. Vraja Jana Vallabha Giri Varad Hari. Repeated. When the inhabitants of Vrindavan stopped performing sacrifices to Lord Indra, the chief demigod of the heavens, they placed themselves in a very dangerous position. Indra became very angry and sent powerful clouds that rained over Vrindavan incessantly for 7 days. The whole area began to flood, and the inhabitants became very disturbed. Although he was only 7 years old, Krishna saved the inhabitants of Vrindavan by lifting Govardhan Hill, holding it up as an umbrella to shield the village. Lord Krishna thus taught the demigod Indra his disturbances could be stopped simply by Krishna's little finger. Seeing this, Lord Indra bowed down before Krishna. Thus Krishna also became known as Gopijana Vallabha, which indicates that his only business is to protect the Gopijana. Now I want you to repeat the next sentence. This Krishna consciousness movement.
Este movimiento de conciencia de Krishna.
Este movimiento de conciencia de Krishna.
Aims at teaching people.
Tiene como finalidad enseñar a las personas.
Tiene como finalidad enseñar a las personas.
How to become Gopijanas.
Cómo volverse Gopijanas.
Cómo volverse Gopijanas.
Or pure lovers of Krishna.
O amantes puros de Krishna.
O amantes puros de Krishna.
Do you like that?
¿Les gusta eso?
I love that.
Yo amo eso.
I hope you love it.
Espero que ustedes lo amen.
When we reach the stage of pure love of God, the Lord will save us from any danger, even if it means lifting a hill or a mountain. Krishna did not have to practice some yoga system in order to lift Govardhan Hill. As God, he is all-powerful. Even as a child, he played like a child and dealt with others like a child. But when there was need, he manifested himself as God Almighty. That is the nature of Krishna or God. He does not have to practice meditation or follow some system of yoga in order to become God. He is not a manufactured type of God, but is God eternal. Although he is God, he enjoys loving relationships with his devotees. And in order to satisfy his devotees, he often takes roles that appear to be subsidiary. Krishna often liked that being the child of a devotee, and thus he became the beloved child of Yashoda, Yashoda Nandana. Because he is God,
porque él es Dios,
and everyone worships him, no one chastises him. However, Krishna enjoys being chastised by his devotee father and mother. And because Krishna takes pleasure in being chastised, the devotees also take up the role, saying, "All right, I shall become your father and chastise you." Similarly, when Krishna wants to fight, one of his devotees becomes the demon Hiranyakashipu and fights with him.
De esta manera, todas las actividades de Krishna
are carried out in connection with his devotees. Escuche.
Escuche.
If we aspire to become,
si aspiramos a volvernos,
such associates of Krishna,
tales asociados de Krishna,
we must develop Krishna consciousness,
debemos desarrollar conciencia de Krishna,
awareness of Krishna,
conciencia plena de Krishna.
Yashoda Nandana, Vraja Jana Ranjana. Krishna's only business is satisfying the Vraja Jana, and their only business is satisfying Krishna. This is the reciprocation of love.
Esta es la reciprocidad en el amor.